Hey, it's me, Richie T, and on the phone with me right now from Royal Teeth, it's Nora. And, you know, people that listen to the interviews that I do, they probably think that I'm in love with every female in every band. But there is something very attractive, appealing about you. I don't know how to say that without sounding like a creeper, but I wanted to let you know you've got that kind of indie rock beautiful thing going on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. let's move on. How's everything going this morning?
It's going really well. We're actually just leaving Raleigh to drive to Charlotte. I'm in the van right now with everybody else.
Oh, no. So they're listening to you get praised and flattered, and I'm not going to say anything to them. This is going to create jealousy.
No, they can't hear what you're saying, so I just won't tell them.
Oh, good, good. Because I don't want to be the Yoko Ono to Royal Teeth. That would be terrible. Now, you guys are on tour right now, a small tour. What's going on?
Yes, we're doing our first headlining tour right now. It's been about, I don't even know, 3 weeks. We're about halfway into it.
How's it going so far?
It's going really well. We've had some really great shows and gone to a few places that we haven't been before, and we're seeing good response everywhere. So it's been great.
So you've been out on tour, obviously, before as like a support or an opening. Who have you toured with in the past?
We've toured with our first tour was with Two Skinny Jays, and we toured with Fits in the Tantrums for a little while when they were label mates. We toured with Animal Kingdom, A Silent Film. We played a couple shows with the Kooks. And now we're on tour with American Authors.
Oh, awesome. And I'm going to be talking with those guys tomorrow, so that should be pretty cool to visit and see what they what their take on you guys is, huh? We can get the other side of that.
Hopefully they don't say anything bad about us, but it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, we love those guys.
How'd y'all get connected?
We played one show together, even remember where it was. Houston and Dallas. We played a couple shows there with them and saw a really good response and we got along really well. So we thought that touring together would be a good idea, and it has been so far.
Is it kind of like bringing in another person into a relationship? Like getting another band in? You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, oh, well, everyone seems to get along with this band, so now we can all play together.
Yeah, we all got along really well, so we thought it would be good to be around each other a lot, and it's working so far. So.
Let's talk about you, Nora. You're from Southern Louisiana?
I am. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I now live in New Orleans.
And I know New Orleans typically known pretty well as a jazz scene and jazz music town. What about for things like rock and indie rock, that kind of stuff?
It is most known for jazz and blues, but there's tons of different types of music being played down there constantly. It's any club you go into, you can see any different kind of band. And we're not your typical New Orleans band, but we try to bring some of the influences of New Orleans into our music as much as we can.
Did you go watch a lot of jazz growing up?
I didn't watch too much jazz. I'm a blues fan, and I've seen a few blues shows. I haven't seen too much jazz, but it was definitely an influence in some of our members.
So where's the inspiration for music with you then? It sounds like you kind of did some of that stuff, but is it family, or where did the inspiration to do music come from?
My family's always loved music. My mom's a singer, and my brother is a songwriter. My dad's a music fan. He can't really sing, but he's always loved music a lot. And so I've been singing for a long time. When I found out I could, I thought I could just do it for fun. So, kind of how it worked out.
Let's talk about Louisiana, and obviously with New Orleans, everyone always thinks of Katrina. You were in Louisiana at that time, but in Baton Rouge?
Yes, I was in Baton Rouge, so I wasn't too affected by it, except for just more people coming into the city. I personally wasn't. Some of our members are based there. I lived in Chalmette, and he had to move. And our Gary, the other singer, he lived in Slidell, and he had to move for a while. But we were all able to come back pretty well. So.
What about New Orleans now? What is it like there? I mean, because we're looking at, I think it's been 8 years, 7 or 8 years. And from what I understand, there's still a lot that's not been brought back.
Sure. There's still a lot of homes and businesses that haven't recovered from it. But the city's pretty much thriving right now. I mean, we just had the Super Bowl there, and there's lots of new businesses and new people that live there, and they still have the old New Orleans natives that have come back. So I think it's doing really well for itself now. And I guess if you came in to visit, you wouldn't really see the devastation as much, because it's rebuilt itself so well.
You know, I want to play one of your tracks right now, just because I love it. I love to clap along with it. I want to play just a little sample of Wild and then come back and talk a little bit about it. Cool?
Okay, great.
All right, so that's Wild. Let's talk about like the history of that song, how it was written, how it came together, everything.
That song was actually written mostly before I joined the band. That's one of the songs that I had to learn when I was introduced to the band. And it was a little bit different then. It was more about a relationship. But when we brought it into the studio, we kind of wanted it to be for anyone really who's kind of looking to feel young again.
Now, when when you got introduced to the band, so then tell me kind of the formation story of Royal Teeth. They were formed before and said, "Hey, come on, Nora, now learn this song." Or?
Well, Gary and Josh started the band. Josh Wells, the bass player, started the band in Lafayette. And three of our members were in a band previous to this one together. So that's how the drummer, Josh, and Andrew Poe, the keyboard player, got into the band. Stevie, the guitar player, he lived in Lafayette and saw them play at a show, and they needed a guitar player, so I guess he thought it would be fun. And they had a girl singer, but she quit. And so they were playing a show in a week and needed a new singer. And they had a couple of guys who knew me from living in Lafayette and going to school. They heard that I could sing. So Gary sent me a message on Facebook.
Oh, I love it. I love it. This is a band request?
Yeah. And they had looked up YouTube videos and knew that I had never really been in a band before. So they just kind of took a chance and asked if I wanted to do it. So I said yes, and it worked out.
How is it being the only girl in the band?
It's not too bad. There are a few smells and other things that aren't the greatest in the band, but at least we get two hotel rooms now. So.
Oh, that's nice. So you put five in one room and you in the other one?
Yeah. No, we all share, but it's not bad. They're very good about,
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty interesting to note that there's six in the band. That's a lot compared to a lot of bands nowadays. Do you think it's harder for you guys to make anything on these shows or anything like that because of so many people?
Well, we all kind of split everything evenly, and we all get along really well, so there's no kind of complication about who gets what. So as long as we keep getting along really as well as we do, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Cool.
The only problem is just space in the van, but other than that, everything works out.
Let's play a little bit of Heartbeats, and then I want to come back and talk about it. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, so Heartbeats, as I understand it, is a cover song from Knife. Is that right?
Yes, The Knife.
The Knives. Okay. So let's.
It's a Swedish band. And it's a band that we all really liked, and we decided to cover it for a show in Lafayette one night. And it got a great response, and we brought it to the studio for our EP, to record our EP, and our producers really liked the song. He had never actually heard the original version of it. So we just kind of worked with what we came up with and what we had. And it gets a really good response, and a lot of people know it. So, and it's a lot of fun to sing.
Now, how does that go? Do you have to contact him and say, hey, we're going to record this and we hope to have your blessing? Or is it just, well, I hope they don't mind?
Well, we had to pay for the copyright and all that legal stuff, just so we didn't get in trouble for it. But yeah, we paid for it.
Oh, nice. And people can hear that. Will that be on Glow that's coming out in August?
It will not. It's on our EP now.
Okay.
So it's just going to be on there. You can get it on iTunes now, but Wild will be on the new LP coming out.
What other kind of stuff can we look forward to on Glow?
There are a lot of new songs, a lot that we play at shows, and a few that we have never played at a show before.
All kind of the same sound, or is it? Do you guys kind of venture away from like the sound of Wild?
Well, we tried to keep it kind of the same as Wild, just with more live elements, I guess, more live than the EP. Because our live shows are such a big part of what the band that we are, that we tried to have that come across on the record.
Do you have a favorite other member of the band?
A favorite member?
Is there like one that you're like, you know, we're all good friends and we all get along really well, but me and so-and-so?
I think Stevie will be my favorite.
Okay.
He's our guitar player.
How come?
He's just, you know, fun, and he's a grump sometimes, but he makes me laugh. He makes everyone laugh.
Everybody loves the grump.
Yes.
how did it get to be that you guys got signed? What was that story?
It's a funny story, actually. It was Halloween in New Orleans, Halloween night, and we were playing a show on Frenchman Street, and we were all dressed up as some kind of gang or something, a last-minute costume. And Jeff, who was the president of Danger Bird at the time, Jeff Castellez, he and his wife came to see us at the show, and I think they stayed for like 4 or 5 songs, but that's how he decided that he wanted to get us onto Danger Bird. So it took a while, and we took our time to make sure that was the right decision for us. But we signed with them May.
Is it a little bit of an unbelievable experience? Like, oh yeah, so and so was at our set the other night. Now he wants to sign us to a label.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of unreal. I remember we were at a show and we actually signed it. We all signed the contract, and it was kind of surreal to go through something like that. Just after being a band for kind of a short period of time, but we were all really excited and happy that it worked out.
Let's talk about where people can find you, find your music, tweet or Facebook and all that stuff. Give me the rundown of all those places.
Yeah, we have Twitter is at Royal Teeth Music. We have our Facebook.com/Royal Teeth. And we have our website, RoyalTeethMusic.com. We check our own Facebook and have our drummer. He's the tweeter. So we're really kind of, we try to be as interactive with our fans as possible, just to make sure that they know it's us and that we'll respond to them as much as we can.
And you do the design of like the album or the EP cover and a lot of the merch design, is that true?
Yeah. Yes. I did the last EP cover and the new cover coming out and a couple of the shirts and posters. I just kind of do that for fun.
And you do a great job, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Nora, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us. Best of luck in, it's North Carolina, Charlotte?
Charlotte, yes.
Yeah, North Carolina. Nice. Good luck, and best of luck with your album coming out August 13th. It's called Glow. I'm getting it right, right?
Yes, that's okay. Right.
Oh, I was so nervous, because if I blow the debut album, then what? Then what happens?
I don't know. No one will buy it.
Right? And then it's my fault, and then I am that Yoko Ono of this whole thing. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, we can't hold that.
Best of luck. It's Nora Patterson from Royal Teeth. Thank you.
Thank you so much.